Welcome to a podcast for the Festival of Social Sciences, which is an annual celebration of the social sciences funded by the UK's Economic and Social Research Council. I'm Lydia Kerrin, and alongside my guests on this podcast, we will be discussing a recent online videomaking workshop for women, which ran from October to December of 2022. The online programme was coordinated by Dr. Pamela Richardson from the University of Sheffield's Geography Department. Pamela facilitated the learning programme in partnership with Alexandra Plummer from Video Collab, Rudo Chakanyuka from PADA Platform, and Siketiwe Malocha from Kafunda Village, both third sector organisations in Zimbabwe. The programme supported women in Zimbabwe to develop digital skills, including smartphone video production. Over 6 weeks, 14 participants learned how to produce videos to share their personal experiences as women involved in community development activities in their local area. In order to include women facing significant challenges in terms of accessing the internet in a reliable and affordable way, the workshops were conducted using WhatsApp, which was already familiar to participants and which is relatively low cost in Zimbabwe. Participants received data bundles to be able to join a weekly workshop to access the learning resources and to download video editing apps. Facilitators hosted workshops with the learning group, which they called a story circle, and by the end of the programme, participants had created short, edited video stories on the theme of building community. In this podcast, we will be discussing the power of women's storytelling and digital inclusion and reflect on our experiences of using WhatsApp and smartphone technology to support women's story sharing and digital learning. I'm delighted to be in conversation today via WhatsApp voice messages with Rudo and Siketiwe from the Zimbabwean partner organisations PADA Platform and Kafunda Village, as well as two of the workshop participants, Dorothy and Bridgetti. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Rudo Chakanyuka, and I am an artist, filmmaker, and I've been working with different organizations, different projects within Zimbabwe for the last 15 years. Currently, I am part of an organization called the PADA Platform, which imparts digital skills to young women. So we give workshops on digital literacy, online safety. We teach them also very basic digital and media skills. And so I've also become part of the Women's Storytelling Circle workshops, giving workshop support to the participants.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bridgetti Gamtre Mambondiani. I'm a law student at the University of Zimbabwe. I'm also the Zimbabwean Law Students Association Secretary General. I have worked with various organizations in the last 8 years. And I also run an organization, the Junior Courts Council, which focuses on spreading, creating, and increasing legal awareness amongst the youth.
Brilliant. Thank you both. Siketiwe, would you like to go next?
I'm a facilitator for community development work at Kafunda Village, and I have been doing this work for years. My main area is to facilitate women's programs, youth programs, and supporting groups in working together and bringing change in their lives and their communities.
My name is Dorothy Nyika. I am a social worker at Deaf Zimbabwe Trust, an organization that serves persons who are deaf and also those with other disabilities. I also work within the communities supporting deaf people.
Thank you, ladies. So the first question is, what do you feel is powerful and important at this time and in this place about women's storytelling and the story sharing processes?
So, ladies, I feel this program is very important and very powerful in such a way that it has empowered me with a new skill. It has made me meet other amazing women that have become part of my life. It has created a sisterhood that is very important in learning and solving problems. So, engaging in this activity has opened eyes for me, has given me a new way of seeing things, that I can really capture stories, I can really capture moments through a very beautiful way, and I can share my stories in an amazing way. And this is not only about me, but it's also about engaging my fellow colleagues, my fellow community members, because you see, being a social worker, we do a lot of writing. Like, you give a report, you want to make a project proposal, you have to put it in writing. But it has opened a new way of doing things, that I can make a proposal through a visual. And you see, working with the deaf community, mostly do not have English language as a language, but sign language. So making stories for them about their stories as well, about their livelihood, it's going to be more beautiful because I'm going to make it in a visual way. So I really feel very empowered, and I believe this is very powerful to have such a skill.
What I feel is so powerful and so important in this time and in this place about women's storytelling and story sharing processes is that the world is getting into, you know, digital age, which is hopefully more inclusive and open to people sharing their stories across different platforms, across different geographical regions. We're becoming closer together and able to communicate with one another through the digital platforms and technology that's evolving and developing. So it's important for women's stories to also take their space within these platforms. There are a lot of platforms where stories and content can be viewed, can be listened to online. And it would be so very important to have women's voices included in those spaces.
Thanks for that insight, Dorothy and Rudo. Brigetti Siketiwe, what do you think?
So I think it is very important that as young women, we acquire those skills of how to utilize social media, of how to be competent enough on social media, so that we, because as a country, as the world, we have all moved into a digital era whereby people no longer really focus much on the old means of communication, but everyone is now utilizing their digital space. So it is key that we've got the soft skills required for us to be competent there, required for us to be safe when we are sharing our stories as young women on social media.
Adding to what others are saying and what I got from Dorothy, I think I feel is powerful and important is that through storytelling, there is this healing that is happening through just sharing your story, bringing out your story in a safe space where you are listened to, where you can release, like this kind of release. I give an example of women in our lives. They can face a lot of challenges and there's no space to share their stories. So through sharing a story, there's a kind of inward healing that happens. And through video making, there's a kind of, you know, teamwork that is brought through coming together and do videos and sharing stories. And what I feel also is very important is that these stories are reaching to so many women, so many people, so many ideas are flowing through story sharing, so many information that is important is reaching out to so many people out there. And considering the, like, our lives as women in where I come from, there are so much information that is there sitting somewhere, but when they come together as women and we share stories, there's kind of rich information that is harvested. So for me, I feel it's very important at this time to do women's story sharing, and this process of video filming and sharing through audios, it reaches to so many people, women, so many people. Other than to sit, we can sit 10 women here, we share our stories, and it might only be within this group of 10 women, but through videos, it can reach up to so many other people out there, be it in all over the country or even outside the country. So I feel it's very important. This process is very important at this time.
Thanks, everyone. I think we've already touched on this, but I'd be really interested to know what benefits you have personally witnessed or experienced by participating in our online Women's Story Circle.
I witnessed a lot of growth in the participants who were picking up the new skills of video making. I also witnessed the great collaboration. You know, there was a great sense of teamwork and togetherness in those who were able to complete their stories, and they were able to collaborate across the different locations. And I also witnessed a real sense of not giving up, a real sense of resilience and push to the finish line, because it wasn't easy doing the workshops with WhatsApp. A lot of people experience challenges like network and data and sometimes electricity, but they carried on. Very few of the participants actually dropped off completely. We had our teams coming together and working towards having that finished story, even though it wasn't at all easy at times. So I think that's the things that I really witnessed and felt were great experiences during this, with the Women's Story Circle.
I have benefited so much from this program. Just having the opportunity to meet other ladies to learn has been a growth process for me, because I have gained a skill that is very useful in my everyday day to work as a social worker. So I really benefited from this experience, and I know I'll continue to benefit. And I have really experienced the warmthness of the women that I was working with, because being in a group sometimes comes with its complications, but this group has been so amazing. We come from different backgrounds, different age groups, different communities, but we managed to be bonded by one objective of learning together. And I also believe that the background where we come from has created a very good networking platform.
So what I personally witnessed when I was participating in the online Women's Story Circle is that, number one, some things that kind of seem very impossible and very difficult, you realize that once you start, once you take that step, it's not that difficult. And I also witnessed and experienced that when you come together with people who have like minds, people who have a vision to create better lives for other women, when you are together with such like minds, things become so easy to do. Things become so enjoyable to do. I remember that initially, when we were given those tasks that we should take videos of our stories so that we end up having this story as a little video that we are sharing to people, it seemed like a very difficult task. But once we were able to distribute to each other that this person was going to take photos, this one was going to do editing on volume, this one was going to do editing on moving pictures, it all became something that was very fun, and we all equally looked forward to the outcome. What I experienced being part of the story circle was, you know, a sense of belonging with the women that I was working with, because we were different people coming from different backgrounds, yet because we had that one purpose, we all felt that belonging, and you could feel at home, you could feel you had a sister. And from there, we even built some relations that even outside, you know, the making videos, sharing our stories, outside being part of the online Women's Story Circle, we are still sharing a lot. So it was a great experience having to interact with those people whom you're not so used to, and having to, you know, enjoy sharing our stories with each other, having to enjoy making one story together that we share. So I really think that when we come together with the same purpose, like we did in our story circles, we are bound to produce great things. And I really feel that personally, as women, we have got so much potential and so much capacity, and it only requires just a little bit of tapping into our minds and hearts, and from there on, we can really move mountains and do greater things.
I've heard from Brigitte sharing that having different age groups within the same shop actually helped, and it was of benefit that there will be kind of support and asking questions, and you know, this support from different ages, it was of benefit. That even for me as a host, it was helping me and supporting me to learning something from the young, and also giving space for me to share also my experience. And yeah, so it was of benefit.
It made me realize that I should come out of my comfort zone. I experienced that there is need to do that once in a while to really achieve what you want to achieve. So perseverance was one of the things that I really experienced. And continued sisterhood, we created a good bond, and we look forward to continue meeting, to progress with our videos, to perfect them, and even maybe to create community videos that are very impactful in changing communities positively. I'm sure we'll be able to come up with different stories. So I really experienced that sisterhood is very powerful. It was really quite an experience, and I really witnessed the power of women and technology. That's what I really experienced.
Yes, I think the sisterhood, like Dorothy was saying, it was really amazing witnessing that, because we had women coming from the two organizations, from Pada Platform and from Kufunda Village. Well, the two organizations have different focuses. The Pada Platform ladies, you know, they're the young women who are trying to be more tech savvy, and we're looking at digital skills. That's our focus most of the time. And the ladies coming from Kufunda are working more in the ecological, doing community work more around, you know, food systems and that sort of thing. But when they came together, you would have thought, you know, we're putting together very different people and there won't be much of connection. But there were so many things that they had in common. And in the end, you know, we found that while making the video groups, we had the women from the different organizations in groups together, and they came up with stories that you'd then find out that there are a lot of common threads that we have as women and as sisters, and the things that we're trying to achieve and what we are mainly concerned about, you know, our wellness and being able to bring better lives to the people in our communities. So we really felt a great sense of sisterhood, a great sense of solidarity. Bridgette also said it, you know, the women from the different backgrounds were able to work together so well, and it was really an amazing thing to experience as well.
Thank you so much for that. It's so wonderful to hear about the sisterhood that was formed as a result of these women's story sharing circles. For the third question, I'd like to know what has changed for you as a result of participating.
What was of benefit, it actually changed me, is the way I was expressing myself, and I was holding this role of translating. And the feedback that I was getting from my sisters who were co-hosting with me, that I'm doing it right, it actually shifted something in me to do it much more beautiful. So it's something that actually have changed in me, even the way I express the words in my language. I feel like there's something that was ignited in me through working together with Pamela, Alex and Rudo. I felt like they were giving me energy in the part that I was hosting and holding. So it actually shifted something inwardly in me in terms of how I express things in my language.
Thanks, Siketiwe. That's really insightful. Rudo, Bridgette, how about you?
One thing that's changed for me is my outlook on life in general, because these workshops really gave me a new sense of being able to accomplish things even in really difficult circumstances, even when people are, you know, seemingly getting a bit tired towards the end of the workshop series and things aren't moving as fast as you want. But we carried on and we kind of reinvented, you know, how we were going to finish the series. Instead of asking the participants to do individual stories, we ended up thinking, wait, why don't we put them into groups so that way they can sort of pull each other up and get to the finish line that way. So the fact that we eventually did have our finished
videos at the end of the workshop series really gave me a sense of, you know, we can do anything, and we did it. And it was a great feeling watching three videos that were produced this series, and just gave me a real new sense of being able to do things. I think because we just had, you know, the pandemic, and things had kind of stopped and things weren't really going, you know, it was taking a very long time to kick things back into motion in a lot of aspects of people's lives. But with this series, it was, you know, one of those first things that we did, and we came back into it, you know, full force with everything else going on around us that was sort of coming back to what we were used to before. You know, people going back to work and to school, and our days being busier again. And also then doing this workshop series, it was really quite challenging, but it gave us that sense of being able to put our minds to something and to actually make it happen. So yeah, that's one thing that's changed for me. I've really got a more upbeat and a more positive outlook on doing things and on completing tasks, even in challenging times.
So what has changed for me as a result of participating in the online Women's Story Circle? First of all, the skills that I managed to get in terms of being able to create videos and share my stories in such manner. What has changed is also my level of appreciation towards women in digital spaces, because I actually realized that it's one key area that is young women who are doing a lot in our communities, we should be having the right amount of skill which will allow us to operate on those spaces safely and effectively too. What also changed, you know, I'm now able to appreciate working with diverse groups of people, managing to come together to be one family and to produce something equally good.
Thank you both. Brigetti, I really liked how you touched upon the idea and the importance of women in digital spaces. And I'd like to know if anyone else had any opinions on what challenges and opportunities the digital world opens up for you or for women more generally.
Yes, the digital world opens up so many opportunities, but also presents a lot of challenges, especially in this part of the world, due to the data cost and also network coverage not being as good as it wanted to be for everyone to participate and be included. Then you have the challenge of the many software packages and the many apps that are coming out, which everyone kind of has to learn in order to participate. So those were challenges that were presented to the participants. But they were also a blessing disguise, I guess, because then everyone had to learn and therefore grew their skill base. They learned new softwares, new skills, editing and navigating different communication platforms. So it was great really using all the different platforms and all the different apps. And it was great for raising the level of digital literacy for the women and also just being very inclusive. I think like Dorothy and Siketi were mentioned that, you know, you'd have time to catch up after the workshop, even if you'd missed it or even if you weren't able to grasp the concept immediately while we were having the workshop, you could still go back into the WhatsApp chats and try everything at your own pace. So yeah, being able to do the workshops on digital platforms was really great. It's just that there were those few challenges that were a bit inevitable, I suppose. But hopefully going forward, we'll have better network and better data tariffs and so on as we go forward, so that the workshops can really be more inclusive and have even more participants coming into the women's circles.
Thanks, Rudo. Now, how do you think these digital exclusions could be addressed to support digital skills development for women in Zimbabwe and beyond? And why do you think digital inclusion is so important?
Well, digital exclusion is a big issue in this part of the world, and we really need to look at all the factors at play. For example, the infrastructure out in the rural areas is not strong enough to support the women having access to the internet, to the services of the digital platforms, in the same way that those who are in the urban areas are. And even in the urban areas where they do have access, we have very high data costs and tariffs, which means that we have a lot of data poverty, as they call it, where people are not able to have the same amount of internet access that their counterparts, you know, on the other side of the tracks may have. So a lot of the issues need to be addressed from policy level and from community level. You will have issues to do with allowing women the time to be able to train and to participate in workshops such as this one, because, you know, they have a lot of responsibilities at home, and without the support of the community, who can then allow them or enable them to have time to go for these trainings or attend workshops such as this one, then they will always be left behind and excluded. But yes, workshops such as the Women's Circle, the Women's Video Storytelling are great in the sense that they allow the women to learn at an informal and very free kind of safe space where they can then learn the digital skills at their own pace. It's not an intimidating kind of space. So workshops such as these are good in that they allow for those who have not had as much experience with digital media and gadgets and all that to then ease into it, and also in a fun way and in an engaging way so that they learn at their own pace. For example, where we've had the WhatsApp group and they haven't had access at the time where we're having the workshop, they can still come back and pick up what the others had done in the previous workshop, or even go back to previous workshops and kind of go over those steps again. And it's important that these digital exclusions be addressed, because as the world is moving more and more into the digital age, we need for everyone to be part of that development and part of that innovation, so that even women who are in, you know, marginalized communities, they know and they understand what their needs are. So if they are to develop the apps and the services, then those women also need to be included. They need to add their voice to such things. And women also need the same access to information and the same access to entertainment that all the other counterparts are. And it's also very important for the women, especially now, because if they're the mothers who are at home with the children, who are now also learning in a more digital setup in their schools, you know, especially when we had the pandemic and the lockdowns, we had a lot of remote learning, and it was the mothers who then had to assist their children. So if the mothers themselves are excluded from the digital age and their digital literacy is not developed, then they are not in turn able to assist their children. So it's really important that the exclusion is addressed and the women are able to access the digital platforms, and they're also able to have the skills and competence to navigate the digital world.
Thanks, Rudo. Finally, I'd like to know, what would you like to co-create in the future with regard to women's story circles?
We can capture the stories that we share into short videos, short clips, so we can even share with our children, our family, our friends. Really believe this story making will go a long way from here, whereby we'll be able to capture moments, capture stories, even when we go out for family functions, for proposals that we want to do. People are so full of ideas, and I'm going to pass on the information to other women, to other children, to other males even, so that they can also maybe start their men's circles, because it's not just about us women, but it's a journey that we have to take with men. I really love the feeling of meeting other women, and I hope to continue with the sisterhood that we have created.
So with the women's circles, it would really be great if we could see a ripple effect. You know, we could see more of the women's circles then developing out of the participants of this circle, who then go and start other women's circles in other spaces, and to teach the skills to other women who will in turn teach the other women, and just be able to continue this learning and this storytelling together.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for the Festival of Social Sciences about the recent online video making workshop program convened by Dr. Pamela Richardson from the Department of Geography at the University of Sheffield. The workshop program collaborated with community organizations in Zimbabwe to support women to create and share digital stories. I'd like to thank my guests Rudo, Siketiwe, Dorothy and Bridgetti for sharing their insights. And if you'd like to find out more, you can visit the Festival of Social Sciences website for further links, or feel free to get in touch via makeitgrow.pv@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.